Begin transmission.
Oh, right. It's starting to stink in here. Did somebody just do some daily kitty business? I think so. Oh, it's 1930 UTC, and it smells kind of poopy in here, thanks to certain kitties. 1930, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am your chairman, and allow me to welcome you to this episode, this very special World Cup episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, here I am. Sitting on the floor in front of my TV. I'm not going anywhere because I gotta watch football. And I wouldn't go outside today anyway because it's too windy to record and it's too hot to function. It's 94 degrees already, just shortly after noon. And the temperature is going to creep up to 100 degrees today. So obviously we're not doing anything. So here I am, putting on my glasses and listening to the national anthems of both Portugal and Spain, because today is the Iberian Derby, the Iberian Peninsula Derby in the World Cup. Spain versus Portugal. And look, here they're showing Ronaldo, and now they're showing Spain. There's De Gea and Iniesta. Oh, Iniesta looks like he's going to start today. That's good news. Sergio Ramos. And now everybody goes running up the field, and they all shake hands. All right. If you watched any of the build-up to this, if you watched anything on a Fox network in the last month or so, you are well aware that Fox sort of was hyping the entire World Cup as a contest between Leo Messi and Argentina against Ronaldo versus Portugal. And, well, that's pretty typical of Fox. You know, they have no idea what's really going on. And will either of these teams really contend for anything? It's unlikely. In order to win this tournament, you have to have a good team, not just one guy. And don't get me wrong. Portugal and Argentina are good teams, but they're not the monsters that they need to be. They ain't Belgium. They ain't Spain. So anyway, here we are about to watch Spain versus Portugal. And you can be fairly confident in Spain here. So that's fun. The interesting thing about this, if you don't follow international football, Cristiano Ronaldo is generally considered to be one of the best players in the world. And he is Portuguese, but he plays his professional ball in Spain. He plays in Spain. He plays for Real Madrid. And the funny thing is the Spanish team, the Spanish national team, is pretty much just all Barcelona and Real Madrid players. So, this game that we're watching, Portugal versus Spain, is basically Ronaldo versus his own team. You know, the team that he plays with, you know, three quarters of the year and then has to play against once every 4 years. So that's fun. Oh, I can't wait to see Spain destroy these guys. No, I don't think this will be a massive blowout, but I'm pretty sure Spain will win. And now we're just waiting for the whistle. Diego Costa is just standing there in the middle of the field. God, I hate that guy so much. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And that's the irony. I like Spain in general. But some of the players I hate the most are actually Spanish. Like Diego Costa. God, I hate him. But then again, there are some Spanish players that I like, too. So, all right, here's the kickoff. Look at all those empty seats in the stands. Really? They couldn't sell tickets to this? Or is everybody in Sochi just so poor that they can't afford to come to something like this? I can't imagine what the tickets cost. You know, probably the equivalent of like $200. Or more. Or more. So here they go. Kick the ball. Kicking the ball around. It's guys running around. Look at guys running around and kicking the ball. Here's my interpretation of an American watching the World Cup. Okay, there's guys, they wear different colored clothes. Okay, I understand that because that's just like sports in my country. And they're kicking a ball. And some guys are running. And there's one guy wearing yellow. One guy's wearing a yellow shirt with black shorts. And I'm still dying to know. What I have not seen, and usually they don't publish this. I haven't seen a listing of all of the officiating teams. So I don't know if Mark Clattenburg is on the roster. I do love Mark Clattenburg. He's my very favorite referee. At least he is now. I was going to say of all time, but no. There used to be another guy that I really liked, but he retired, I think, 2 years ago now. And so Mark Clattenburg is now my favorite referee, but I don't get to see him because he referees over in Dubai. But I heard he was coming back. Oh, that's a penalty kick. Yep, Spain dropped a guy. Was it Ronaldo running up there? And who dropped him? Was it Sergio Ramos? Yeah, okay, here comes Ronaldo. Boom, 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 he's pumping. He just crosses the line into the penalty box. And who hits him? Boink, steps in, gets his leg. And that's a penalty. Who was it? Oh, it was Nacho. Oh, my God. Right, and so now, Portugal has a penalty kick. In like the third minute. And here's Ronaldo. He's got the ball on the spot. David De Gea walks up to him, the Spanish goalkeeper. David De Gea plays for Manchester United, so he hates Ronaldo, even though eventually they're probably going to play on the same team. David De Gea will probably go to Real Madrid in the next year or two. Okay, so close up on Ronaldo's face. He takes a couple of deep breaths and he runs up to the ball. Kick, boink, into the net. The score is now Portugal 1, Spain 0. And only 3 minutes have passed. Wow. An early penalty. And I think that might be the first penalty kick of the World Cup. They're showing it again. David De Gea dove the wrong way. Dun, dun, dun. There goes the ball. The other thing I haven't seen yet is any information on the ball. unlike most American sports, footballs change. And it's just not the decoration. It's the actual makeup of the ball. How many panels there are, where the seams are. This is all very important. And I haven't heard anything about the ball yet. But then again, I didn't watch any of the build-up. So, Spain kicks off again, and there they go. Back on the attack. Ronaldo is now the fourth player to score in four different World Cups. Well, good for him. I just knocked my elbow into this thing. Did that clip? Oh, well, we'll find out. So anyway, while these guys are kicking the ball around some more, we got to have another movie review. It's time for Tobe's Movie Reviews, and this is an important one because I saw a great movie last night. I actually watched a couple of things. I watched a documentary about grandmas that live in Chernobyl. Yeah, there's like 100 old women over the age of 70 that live in the contaminated zone at Chernobyl. I don't know why they want to do it, but okay, whatever. I also watched that Cole Porter biopic, De Lovely. And yeah, it was kind of okay. And as I was watching it, I had realized that I had seen parts of it before. And it was good. Kevin Kline is obviously a genius, and you got to put up with a lot of Cole Porter music, though. And so if Tin Pan Alley drives you nuts, do not watch it. But I did see a really good movie. I saw a really great, great movie. An independent film called Dummy. Dummy was a brilliant, brilliant film filled with a cast of absolutely the best people ever. So the movie Dummy is about this guy, played by Adrian Brody. Okay, Adrian Brody, always brilliant. You know he's going to be good, and he was great. And he plays this character that quits his job and decides to take up ventriloquism full time. But he's kind of an introverted, quiet, and shy kind of guy. And he has this friend, Fangora, this girl, played by Mila Jovovich. And I'm sorry, but I didn't know Mila Jovovich could act. You know, you think of her, and you think of those stupid vampire versus werewolf movies, okay? Not a lot of acting. Just stand in front of the green screen, deliver your line. Oh my God, Mila Jovovich blew this out of the water. I was shocked to find that she could act. I thought she was just, oh, hi, I'm a girl. I know that I need to just stand around and be sexy. No, my opinion of Mila Jovovich just went through the roof after seeing this. She was brilliant. She plays this crazy character who's friends with Adrian Brody. Oh my God. Other incredible people in this film include, but are not limited to, Ileana Douglas. I love Ileana Douglas. I think she's brilliant, and she was spectacular in this film as the sister of Adrian Brody's character. And then to top it all off, the parents are played by Jessica Walter and Ron Liebman. Now, if you're thinking, wait, where have I heard those names before? Well, are you familiar with the animated show Archer? Yeah, you are. If you've ever seen Archer, you know that Jessica Walter does the voice of Archer's mom. Mallory Archer. And Rod Liebman, of course, plays Mallory Archer's boyfriend, Ron Cadillac. And so, you know, I kept hearing these voices. I keep hearing Mallory Archer and Ron Cadillac. But no, they were both absolutely brilliant, too. It was so good. Such good characters. Such a funny, weird story. Oh, yeah. And Vera Farmiga is in it, too. And I have not seen a lot of her stuff to make all that much of an opinion about her. You know, the only thing I'm really familiar with that she was in is she was in The Departed. She played Matt Damon's girlfriend. But she was great. She's the love interest. And, oh, there was just so many wonderful elements in this film. Oh, the guy's sister is a wedding planner. She's planning this wedding and she needs a band. And the bride wants a klezmer band, and all the klezmer bands are booked up. And so Fangora, she has a band. They're like a punk/metal band, but she tells Ileana Douglas, who's planning the wedding, that, yeah, they play klezmer. And then she has to look up what klezmer is and do some research. And they kind of turn into a klezmer band. And it's kind of great at the end, because when they're at the wedding, then she's singing these songs in Yiddish. And it's incredible. And Adrian Brody is awesome. And he's walking around with this dummy, this ventriloquist dummy, the whole time. And he actually did all the ventriloquism. Adrian Brody actually, you know, this is an independent film. There's no special effects. So all the ventriloquism was actually done by Adrian Brody, and he was pretty good. And it's some pretty funny stuff. It's just, I highly recommend this film. If you're the type of person who just can appreciate a good movie all the way around, and if you like independent film, oh, you gotta see Dummy. It is so good. I was glued to it. You know, it started off kind of a little slow, but it has to. It's utterly wild. It's bizarre. It's so good. It made me laugh a few times. I really enjoyed it. Good stuff. And you know, I'm still, what is it, 12 hours later, I'm still blown away by Milla Jovovich and her performance. You know, I've always liked her. You know, I liked her when I first saw her in Dazed and Confused, and I thought she was great as Lilu in The Fifth Element. But, you know, those types of roles, including the vampire versus werewolf type of role, that doesn't require a lot of stretching of the acting chops. Not a lot of acting required there. But in this movie, Dummy, she's so good that you might not recognize her. She's that good. Everything about her is different. How she walks, how she talks, how she dresses. I don't think she wears any makeup in the movie at all until the wedding scene. So it's not like you're going to recognize her as the big vampire or werewolf killer or whatever. It's mind-blowing. You know, and I expect a great performance out of Adrian Brody and Ileana Douglas and Ron Liebman and Jessica Walter. And they deliver. They deliver. It was just absolutely spectacular film. I highly recommend it. If you only watch one independent film this year, make sure it's Dummy. Or any of the others I've told you about. Glah, glah. Yeah. My sinuses. I thought we're done draining for the day, but apparently not. And there goes my cat. Zing! Okay, see you later, Pippa. Pippa does not feel like watching this game, apparently. What a crazy kitty. So, anyway. Ooh. Oh, yeah, the movie's so good. I almost want to watch it again today. But I can't, because I got to watch the Iberian Derby. Spain has been on the attack. And they've gotten a couple shots off, but one went over the bar, one went wide. Oh, it's real nice in Sochi. It's only 75 degrees. Oh, but the humidity's 80%. So that's probably kind of, well. Yeah, so it's 20 degrees hotter in Omaha, Nebraska than it is in Sochi, Russia. All right, so David Silva's chasing a guy. Dun, dun, dun. He loses the ball. The ball goes back to the goalie. Goalkeeper throws the ball back out. Portugal gets it to the halfway line, but Spain regains control. And now Spain will go back on the attack. So here they go. Come on, Spain. You got to dig yourself out of a one-goal hole. They gave away a goal to Portugal. And, of course, they had to do it by fouling Ronaldo, of all people, in the box. And, of course, you know, you should have seen Ronaldo go flying, too. Pew! So, anyway. Is Spain going to come back? I have a feeling they probably will. We're, what, almost 16 minutes into the game now. Portugal still ahead by one. Spain's got the ball in Portugal's penalty area, but they can't get a shot off. They're coming back out. Oh, it's a fast break for Portugal. It's two against two. Oh, and Portugal cannot get the shot off. Oh, that was terrible. Should have taken that shot just a little bit earlier. The guy, I don't know who this guy is. Portuguese guy. Was running. He's got no support until Ronaldo kind of gets up on the side of him, but it's a little bit too late. The guy tries to take the shot. Apparently his name is Guedes. I'm not familiar with the man. So Spain. Kicking the ball around in their own half, trying to get out. And look at all these empty seats. Look at those, are some really, really good seats right there. Oh, and there's a yellow card. Sweet! Is this the first yellow card of the cup? No, there was one in yesterday's game. At least one. I think there was two. Yeah, so who is that guy? I don't know that guy, but that was sort of cheap shot. And anywho, he goes down. He flops around on the ground. And now Portugal has a free kick just outside the box. Oh, it was Sergio Busquets. Busquets gets carded. All right, so just outside the far corner of the box, Portugal's got a kick. Who's taking it? A guy that I don't know. He steps back about 5 meters. Really, they're not going to give it to Ronaldo? Oh, maybe they're going to give it to Ronaldo after all. Yes, okay. So they switch guys. Spain forms a wall. Ronaldo takes the kick. It does not get over the wall. Goes right into a face. Is that a face ball? No, the referee has stopped it. Was it a handball? Why has play stopped? It made no sense. Let's get another look at it from above. I don't know what happened there, but they gave the possession back to Spain. Not super clear what went down. But look, you can see those seats right there. Really? There's a chunk of about 20 seats right there that did not sell. Why wouldn't... Maybe they're just so expensive nobody could afford them. Because I can tell you right now, if I was there, that's where I'd be sitting. You need to be see me holding up my scarf. Blah, 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 dubious goals committee. Maybe I should make some dubious goals committee scarves. And that's the other thing. If you watch the World Cup tournament, you try to catch as many games as you can. You will eventually probably hear a reference to the World Cup Dubious Goals Committee, which is not related to this, the SDF Dubious Goals Committee. We haven't had any dubious goals yet. So, you know, there haven't been a lot of games. But so, yeah, there haven't seen any dubious goals. We're not going to need a dubious goals committee yet, but we will. Even though they're hoping to prevent it from this time around, because we have VAR. VAR is available for the World Cup. And Alexi Lalas can't stop talking about it. He thinks it's the most important thing ever. Oh, it's going to be a whole new era. No, it'll probably barely get used. How many games are there? How many times is it going to get used? It's going to get used maybe 3 times. It's not like they changed the shape of the ball. Oh, the ball's a cube now. It's a whole new era of football. Yeah, that would be. That would be. But just, you know, VAR, it's not that big of a deal. But some people seem to think it's super important. It's the most important thing to talk about. No. Yeah, if you're an American and you're watching the World Cup for the first time, thanks to Fox, you're going to think that VAR, whatever that is, because they probably haven't told you what it stands for, is the most important thing. And the whole thing is about Leo Messi versus Ronaldo. No mention of Belgium. Remember, kids, get your bets in early. Avoid being shut out at the window. You want to place your bet on Belgium. That is your best value for the money. Oh. And here's a corner kick for Spain. It comes in. Nice curl on it. Comes in at the top of the 6-yard box, but it gets bounced out. And now Portugal's on another breakaway. Ronaldo manages to run into space. Ronaldo gets the ball at the top of the box. He kicks it back to... who was that? 17, but he... 17 chokes. Yo. Nice little play by Ronaldo, though. I have to admit. Now they're showing again. This is just a brilliant break. Ronaldo runs into space. Nobody's on him. He gets the ball at the top of the box, flicks it back over to some other guy in the middle who takes an extra touch on it and gets shut down. See, that's exactly how you don't score a goal. That has to be a one-touch ball. And if you don't know anything about football strategy, that's the key. One touch. We're running out of time here, so I can't go into basic football strategy, but if the defender is doing his job properly, he's close enough to you that you're only going to be able to touch the ball once before that defender starts to hassle you. So if you have to touch the ball twice, you have given time for the defender to come at you and take the ball out from under your feet, which is exactly what just happened. So you got to play one-touch ball. If that ball's coming towards you, you only have one chance, one touch on that ball. And it's got to be good. My phone's ringing. It's the GF, so I do not need to listen to that right now. I'll go see what she wants later. And why is she calling me during a World Cup football game? Uh-oh, Spain going to get a shot off here? Juggle, juggle, juggle. Oh, my God. Diego Costa just scored for Spain and under the most bizarre circumstances. That was unbelievable. Wow. I was impressed there, and I hate the guy. Oh, so it's a 1-1 game in the 24th minute. Diego Costa, he's got to fight off one guy. He's got to fight him off again. He's got to fight off two guys. He gets this shot off, wedges it between them, and somehow that ball finds the back of the net. Unbelievable. All right, so here we go. Spain versus Portugal. It's even at the beginning of the 24th minute. Right when it's time for me to tell you that I gotta go. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, World Cup Edition. A show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Oh, man. All right, I gotta watch some more football. This is gonna get good now. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I got to get some more tea as well, so I'll work on that. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.